Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
We made it somehow, some way. We're pulling ourselves back.
We're pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, trying to record a podcast.
What is wrong with us? Listen, when you're about to go travel, like, why does everything else also happen at the same time?
Literally, it's impossible. I was even thinking, because I was out of town until like Monday.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should have told Sasha to do it without me earlier in the week
It's fine.
We're doing it later in the week. I think that our release schedule is like a fun, exciting game for the listeners. Like, when will I get an episode? You don't know. We don't know. It's fine.
It will come. Unless we tell you otherwise.
And we will tell you.
Yes. And programming note that I won't be here next week, unfortunately. Oh, I think we talked about that because we already said Tori would be on, right? But anyway.
Well, I haven't talked to Tori.
Tori, so sorry.
Someone will be on. It might be Tori. It might be someone else. But it will be me and a sub.
Yes. So, yeah. Well, I'll miss you all. Okay. Don't get too crazy without me. That's all I'm going to say.
Based on what you do when I'm not here, I am not willing to make that promise.
You know what? You're right.
Every time I'm gone, I listen to the podcast and it's always you being like, oh, Kirsten's going to kill us.
We just have bad FOMO. That's all. Okay. But listen, we have like a big story to get into today. And the celebrities like weren't moving in the same way. I think they said Taylor's not going to the Kansas game. So like we won't do anything either.
Well, allegedly, Travis Kelce sent her a $2,500 bouquet for the premiere of her movie. I'm sorry. I don't even care. Catch me on the Big Brother recap and Rob asks me if I think it's a real relationship. And I was like, no, I don't.
Oh, my God. Rob, we already said no multiple times.
Rob doesn't listen to this podcast, which is why we can get away with being so cracked.
That is so true. No one ever snitched on us. I swear to God.
Yeah, do not tell on us.
Yeah. But anyway, do we have any new reviews or ratings?
We don't have any new written reviews, but we are up to 360 ratings. So I do think that we're continuing to move up. So I'm not going to shame people.
No, y'all too are badly.
But like maybe leave a 5-star review this week so that when Sasha's back from her trip.
Yes.
We can see that she's been loved and missed and it will make her feel good about doing the podcast still.
Yeah. Listen, from your lips to God's ears.
I'm just trying.
What is wrong?
There's so much. Like, we can't even get started on that. It would become a therapy podcast.
Correct.
But you also can buy UMass crew necks, everybody. They're so good for traveling, for fall weather, for being cozy, and they are remarkably soft. So go to robhaswebsite.com/shop and get your UMass crew neck. The t-shirts are also very nice, but I feel like it's crew neck season.
Yeah, the crew necks are, I think, the better purchase.
Yeah, I think it's more bang for your buck.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, my God. Okay. But yes.
Should we get into the big mess of it all?
Let's do it.
I'm so excited.
This was so crazy because I heard it. Like, I watched it all back to, like, do it. And I was like, no, I'm in it again. So I hope it's good mess for everyone else, too. But basically, when Kirsten said last week, right, oh, we're going to talk about a lesbian couple, I thought it was this. Turns out it's not.
No, this is much more messy drama and honestly giving a lot more entertainment value than what we talked about last mm-hmm. week, which was just hateful behavior.
Yes. So here we are. All right, everyone. Hateful behavior in different ways. So, all right. There's a TikTok couple named Ray Shonda, and she's married to a pastor named LaShondra. Okay, Ray Shonda and LaShondra. All right, that's their names. Anyway, turns out they're getting divorced, rather. Basically, they got married in 2017 and they went viral. Ray Shonda's like content is really funny. Well, she'll like go up to the board, like the fuck around and find out stuff, but she does a lot of like really funny content like that. Okay. And Pastor LaShondra has a lot of like God based content. Okay. So that's who they are. Anyway, they were at first like Ray Shonda was like trying really, you know, not to like put all their business out there. And they were just like, blah, blah, blah. But then all of a sudden she goes live and she just completely spills everything.
And this is our favorite genre yes. of internet drama, when someone goes live and just is wild.
1,000%. So we start and the timeline. Okay. Yes. She goes, and this is her, like, this is a storyteller that I have transcribed from. All right, everyone. Because this starts on August 30th of this year, 2023. Rashonda and her daughter realize that they're driving away from the house because to Atlanta for, you know, some like work, because she's an influencer. So they're and then her daughter is like, hey, what's on the door? And then they were like, what is it? Shit, it's an eviction notice.
Oh my God.
Yes. And she's just, and Ray is like, this is so weird because, you know, we rent from a couple that follows us on social media. So they know how we live, and that, you know, like they understand that we have access to money, that I'm a business owner, you know, entrepreneur. She keeps saying like she's a six figure entrepreneur. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she talks to LaShondra, and LaShondra's like, it's not a big deal. It's fine. I'll figure it out. Great. Ray, you know, isn't feeling so great, but like she goes to Atlanta, you know, does her little gigs and comes back. And on September 5th, asks, hey, LaShondra, like, you know, it's now like been this many amount of days. Like, what's going on? LaShondra's, well, I just still haven't heard back. So I think it's all right. September 6th.
Yeah. I just know, like, if there's one thing you don't screw around with, it's your housing situation. And if you receive an eviction, like, it's not something to be like, oh, no big deal. Like, I remember once I was subletting a room in a house with a bunch of girls over the summer, and one of the girls like didn't send the rent, like everyone had paid her, but she didn't like send the rent check over, and I came home from work to like an eviction notice on the door, and I was like, what is this?
Yep, so you're Ray in the situation. Yeah, so exactly. So that's basically what happened. And then Ray Shonda is at the rental office the next day, September 6th, and she's like, what's going on? So the guy, the property manager, whomever, I couldn't really put it together, but she just said the guy at the office, the rental office. Anyway, he prints out a bunch of stuff and tells her what's been going on for the past 11 months. That's how long they've been staying here.
Oh my God.
Well, here's what's been going on.
No.
August 15th, rent was sent and late fees, okay? From Ray, just like you said, she sent her half to LaShondra, okay? And I guess she incurs late fees. Like, she knows that. That's why she sends that part of the payment as well, because August 1st or the first of the month, she's saying that she pays her her shop rent. So then 15 days later, she pays her at home rent. Okay. And then so she sent that, but turns out she didn't make the payment, like Rayshondra doesn't end up sending the payment. But then on August 21st, somehow she does give them a check. But then on August 24th, it bounced. And guess what, everyone? This isn't the first time or the second time. It is the third time that they have an NSF charge, which is a returned or bounced check or fee.
Yeah, payment. And don't get me started on NSF charges. Yeah. It's just like they're horrible. One of the taxes that makes being poor more expensive than having money. Like, I have definitely had situations where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna make it till Friday. And then the bank like pulls something funky with the like order they put the purchases through, and then they're like, haha, $25, $15, and you're just,
Yep. That's why? The worst. Why? Ugh. It's like, it's my money. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I bring a real poverty vibe to this podcast.
No, right, absolutely not. Oh my God. It's just, it is wild because then these people, right? Obviously, the renters are like, well, we have to file an eviction because they're tired of asking for their money. Because Ray finds out that this isn't the first time that an eviction notice has been sent.
Oh, okay. But wait, so here's my question.
Yes.
They were eventually getting their rent money, right? It was just like late and with...
I mean, like almost a month late. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got paid. I'm not.
Yeah, but I guess they just got tired of like getting it late and constantly dealing with it. So, and again, like we said, this isn't the first eviction notice either. Yeah. So maybe that's one of the tactics, you know, they have to do to get their money.
Yeah, it definitely. I've worked in property management. So, yeah, they'll leave like scary letters and stuff. For sure.
So, you know, Ray is like in tears talking to this man. And she's like, listen, like, I have the money, like, and she's been homeless before. Oh. So she's like, I just can't do this. Like, how can I be homeless if I have money in the bank? So anyway, so she's like, what can I do? He's like, well, you need to pay $2,700 and that will, you know, pay your September like rent, maybe even fees. She doesn't specify, but that'll cover your September stuff. But he isn't sure if, you know, the owners are going to let you stay. So she ends up paying the $2,700, right? And court costs, because she said, like, this isn't the first time.
And she's been sending her half of the rent, yes, right? So she's just, like, paying additional on top of everything. Correct. Now.
So she's paying 1.5 times now. And, you know, like, apparently this is just the first time Lashondra got caught. Like, April or May, there was another NSF. Yes. Then Ray says, okay, you need to put me in on all the communications. But people are like, well, why would you, you know, like, be so out of it? Like, you got to be in charge. First of all, I don't know that that's always true. It's great to be, you know, on top of everything. But like, as an adult, I feel like my brain can only handle so much work. And if one partner is going to do it, you know, you trust them to do it. And guess what? Lashondra is a property manager.
Oh my God.
So wouldn't you trust a property manager pay rent?
Wouldn't you trust your wife if they're also saying you're going to do it? Like,
yeah, like what the hell? So she's a property manager. That's why Rayshondra is like, well, I haven't, you know, like gotten, you know, in it because she's a property manager. I pay my half of the bills and, you know, she takes care of it because that's what, you know, that's how it's set up. And that's fine. I understand this. So then September 6th, right? Still the same day. Now at 9 p.m., the guy finally texts her back and says the owners still want you out by the 30th or it's going to go on your credit.
I don't think this, like, I don't know how eviction laws work in the States, but this would, like, first of all, this would not be how getting evicted works in Canada whatsoever. And second of all, credit's so stupid.
Credit's horrible. Credit's truly the worst.
Like, until, like, I think the 80s, it was only businesses that had to worry about some sort of a credit score. So,
Just jokes. Yeah. But, you know, if people have figured out how to make more money, they're going to make more money off of you.
Absolutely.
So, okay. So now, also, before she went to Atlanta, Lashondra also told her, hey, on the way, that the loan that I had you co-sign with me, I defaulted on it. And not only that, she apparently hasn't paid the loan since May. And this is what, end of August, almost September.
Well, I mean, yeah, like to default on a loan is, yeah, it doesn't happen in a moment, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, no.
Yeah, and Rayshonda felt that like she was almost gaslit into, you know, even signing the loan in the first place, because she was like, I don't even sign loan, like I wouldn't co-sign with my kids, like my adult kids, so like why would I co-sign for this woman? But like almost under distress, and she's like, I would have been pissed, but I wish she would have told me so I could have just paid it off so it wouldn't like mess with my credit. But of course, lies and lies, right? And then she finds out, because now Ray is like, put me on a group chat, right? Like, don't just talk to LaShondra. Like, you gotta, you know, to the property people, right? Mm-hmm. So now they're in a group chat and he texts, hey, the water and sewer bill is also due. You haven't paid that. It's a group chat, by the way. Okay, it's in text.
No.
So Ray messages back, right? Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, whatever. And LaShondra texts back, what's due? Huh?
Do you not? What? I don't care for this.
Yeah, it's horrible. And then I think on a later, like an like another follow-up live somewhere, like with another creator, Ray was saying that like this used to happen actually a few times where the Wi-Fi wouldn't be paid, or it would get like stuff, or water, whatever, stuff would get turned off. But as soon as it would get turned off, you know, Ray would be like, what the hell's going on? And she'd immediately pay it and it would come back on. But I was like, girl, that's bad.
One, it's also just like, if you have trouble with like personal finance or like mm-hmm. bill payments and dates and all that stuff, like if there's one person you need to be honest with, it's your spouse, because then maybe they can help you come up with a strategy, or maybe they can take over the calendar reminders, or like maybe they have a plan that will work to pay things before it gets shut off.
Yeah. And then September 8th, right? This is just in all in a few days. Rayshonda Ray is going to, you know, packing up for New York Fashion Week. And, you know, LaShondra is like, I don't really want to go, kind of like, you know, being like pouty on the side. And Ray feels like it's almost like she's jealous of, you know, all the success she has. We'll see.
Well, yeah. And just for some context, New York Fashion Week this year, instead of using models, used influencers, which we haven't actually talked about, but it was a very hot mess.
Yeah. Situation. Yeah, but we should add that.
It's too much.
I know. We're Paris Fashion Week. How many bed bugs have come back?
Oh, yeah. That's like way scarier even than it sounds. And it already sounds really scary.
I literally don't want to travel anywhere because I'm scared.
You'll be fine. Just know, like, if there's anything that you're, like, really worried about that you can't watch, you get home, just, like, stick it in your freezer for a while. When you get home, don't kill anything in there.
You're right. But, yeah. Ugh. So, with that, it's just, Ray also talks about, you know, how she already is being triggered so much because her mom, like, Ray's mom, had gambled away her money. And she didn't talk to her mom for a year. So why is, you know, LaShondra like kind of expecting to be spoken to? Because LaShondra is like, let's talk. Like, I don't want you to leave, you know, without another day being mad at me, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, dude, I didn't talk to my mom for a whole year. Like, who are you? So then LaShondra, you know, and this is all a legend, leaps into her face, gets in her face. And Ray is like, do you want to die? Because... no, she's saying that to us, not like she's saying it on the live. She's like, who does this bitch think she is coming into my face? Because like, I'm so triggered because of her ex-husband. And, you know, now like LaShondra is almost like gaslighting her, right? To thinking that it's her, like she's in the wrong.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Then she comes back from New York. She said she had a great time at New York Fashion Week. She comes back and LaShondra's mom calls and says, you know, Ray, everybody lies.
Huh?
Say what now?
What do you mean everybody lies?
So then, fun fact, because she was like, oh, it's so funny that her mom wants to come in because this is not the first time she's left LaChantra. Turns out in December 2021, she was staying in a motel because LaChantra said, hey, in January 2021, you know, my mom gave me this table. Okay, in December, it got repoed. Who is renting a table?
Furniture is expensive.
No, but that's fine. Then just don't sit on the floor.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like so, especially people on social media, it gives them
that's true.
Brain worms where you think that it's normal to have all these super expensive things.
That's valid.
I don't know. But this seems super predatory.
Yeah, it's just, and also renting, you know, something like tables and stuff. It's you're probably paying more interest than you are principal. And it's just so stupid. Stop. So she's like, this is so embarrassing. People know me from social media and they're seeing my table get repoed when I can afford it. It's just this lady lying to her and saying that it was a gift from her mom. So then she, said, hey, don't ever lie to me again, period. Right. So now let's come back to 2023. A rental property has now denied them the move because, right, their credit is so shit. So she's basically now staying at her friend's house and they haven't talked since September something, September 10th, I believe. So now this is where her friends come in. All right, hold on to your butts, everyone. Because Ray is calls her best friend and she's like, dude, I can't believe this, right? This shit is crazy, blah, blah, blah. Well, her friend says, I have something to tell you. And she's like, what happened? Well, I loaned, quote unquote, y'all $1,000 before your wedding because LaChantra said y'all needed help with wedding dresses and other stuff. And Ray is like, what do you mean? I was on Say Yes to the Dress, the TV show. They helped film our wedding. How can I leave Kleinfels without paying?
Well, and I'm also sorry.
No, you're fine.
This friend to at this point in time be like, oh, by the way, you also owe me $1,000. I get $1,000 is not an insane amount of money.
But still.
But so your friend can't get an apartment to live in because her credit is so bad because her partner gaslit her and ruined her credit forever. And you're like, you know what? Maybe I'll just add another stress on top of it.
Yeah. No, it turns out, that LaChantra did pay them back. It just took a year and a half. Meanwhile, Ray has been told that her friend gifted them for their wedding $1,000.
No.
So they did get paid back, but she was like, you know, people were kind of looking at me a certain way because we're borrowing $1,000 here, whatever, whatever, and we're living, you know, a certain kind of lifestyle online.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
This is stressing me out. No, I thought I would just be fun mess, but I'm legitimately bugging.
Yeah. Then another friend is being told the next morning at the boutique what's going on because she owns the boutique. Well, this friend says, oh, that's funny you say that about her because she still owes me money from June. So Ray is like, what the hell? Why are none of these people telling me that this has been going on behind my back? So turns out, LaChantra's bishop was staying at the Airbnb that the friend owns and the friend didn't get paid. So Ray immediately calls the bishop, right? She's like, hey, my friend hasn't been paid, blah, blah, blah. And the bishop's like, no, on June 26th, my birthday shout out, I paid. Here's the screenshot. So no. The bishop paid, but LaChantra, of course, did not pay.
And I'm sorry. And LaChantra is supposed to be a pastor, yes, right?
Correct.
I would not say this is godly behavior.
No, it is not. Absolutely con artist behavior. Some people are calling her LaChantra, and I think it's the funniest thing.
That is good. That is good.
And then the friend did say, like, she just wanted to keep it between Lashandra and her and, you know, didn't want to involve Ray because they're friends. So I guess that's nice. Anyway, and then Ray saying every time she's talking to people, they're coming forward with saying, like, yeah, actually, Lashandra owes me money, too. Her own brother has been saying that he's been cash apping Lashandra for rent. Cash apping.
Like, wait. Like, to pay for her rent?
No, for his. Like, I guess he's staying on the property that she manages, which I believe is low income. So it must be money from the government, right? So, like, it's just. Yeah.
Oh, this is wire fraud charges waiting to happen. Like, this is a felony.
Yep.
Right.
And, I mean, 1,000%. No, that's what I said, because I was like, no, this is like, if you're working at a low income, right, like or assisted living in any way, like, you can't just take the government's money. And why is the property manager, right, not being like, hey, this guy hasn't paid us? Like, what is she cooking, right, that this is happening?
We keep finding evidence of embezzlement on this podcast. Are we a financial podcast?
Listen, finance bros, here we are. Ugh, run us our check. And so then now we pause on that. Okay. There's also stuff that comes out that she, Lashandra, has been talking really badly about Rayshonda's child. And she, like, messages her, like, stop asking your mom for money. Stop calling her. She's calling her nasty. Blah, blah, blah. And apparently one day, Ray's daughter, like, walks in. And she's 22. So she walked into the room in the morning to, like, get an expensive hair gel. But, like, you do that. You know, you use your mom's products. So... Yeah. Lashandra is like, don't ever do that again. Blah, blah, blah. Stay out of my room. Stay out of my stuff. Blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. And meanwhile, Ray is told, oh, hey, just to let you know, I just told her that if you need anything, message me. So just everything's a lie.
This is just such an absolute, like, horrible vibe all around. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That's the, and there's more stuff with her daughter, but, like, whatever. The point is, she's shitty to her daughter. Mm-hmm. Then there's also now, she's at her friend's house, right? Like, she's like, how am I homeless with money in the bank? It makes no sense, but it's because of credit more than anything. Yeah. And it's really unfortunate. And then now, this is where it gets crazy. Another friend reaches out on August and says, hey, this friend had booked Ray for an ad, and she's like, oh, you were really busy at the time. So I reached out to Lashandra and I asked her to send me an invoice so I could pay you for your work. And Lashandra said, I'll invoice you from the Deliverance by Grace, which is her stuff, by Ray's email, so that she doesn't get notified. Wouldn't you immediately tell your friend this?
Like, I feel like everyone is being shady in this story.
Yes.
For not even communicating at all with their friend.
1,000%. 1,000%.
No.
Horrible. Just terrible. And then, yeah, with all that, then we just, like, move. It just so crazy.
It just keeps going. It just it will never end.
And then now there's some church money stuff, and then we can end it. But basically, there's also that same bishop, right? That was the Airbnb. Well, they called, they called back, and they were like, hey, just, you know, making sure you got the screenshots. Also, when you were in Atlanta for Essence Fest, another bishop from Baltimore, which is where they're originally from, Lashandra, sorry, came up to me and said, they're from LA, and that watch out for Lashandra because she took money from the church. And then Ray goes back to their old church, right, where they live now. And just to support a friend, like, there's just an event going on. And the person there Like, I think the bishop or something goes, she needs to stop this after she, or she's going to go back to jail again.
Again,
because she's been to jail for fraud already.
So this is the thing with people that do fraud, though. It's from what I've seen. Obviously, I'm not like a fraud person, but right. I've seen a lot of, like, fraud stuff and like scam documentaries, that kind of thing. And my perception is that people who do frauds are just totally addicted to it. They will never stop. They like, you'll normally, I like, people get away with like low level fraud all the time, right? And like these specific like fraudsters, they will get away with stuff and they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing to the point where now they're caught. And it doesn't matter, they'll do it again. Like, nothing will stop
1,000%.
Yep.
It's so crazy. I can't believe it. Like, I actually can't. And with that, it's just, it's so bad. There's a bunch of other stuff. Like, there, Ray's hairdresser, someone had messaged her to say, like, hey, this person's a scammer, watch out, in 2017. And she just said, you know, she was like, oh, y'all had just started dating, so I didn't, you know, think much to say it. But I did see a TikTok from this guy, Alfonso, I believe. Yeah, Alfonso Pop Culture. And that person, I think, whoever, you know, like one of the daughters, I think, of this ex of LaShondra, she like gave all these receipts and it's basically the same story.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's so bad. And then there was like, again, Ray went on a live, right, on the same live with that other creator. Someone came up and started giving that property. The property that she manages, right?
Yeah.
Exact address. And then says, she's been cheating. Here's the exact address. And Ray got off the live.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She's like, we see her. Like, it's like very high school because we know y'all from TikTok, blah, blah, blah. But like, yeah, she's been doing dirt. Alleged.
Well, not the thing too. Like, you're a public figure. You have to be, yes, I think, a little more cautious when you're going to do dirt, if you're going to do dirt.
Yeah. So that's like really all of it. And then that guy, Alfonso, like I said, also like found a bunch of aliases and all the cases that LaShondra had. And I mean, it's like the names like that she previously had, just crazy. Yeah, just wild.
Absolute.
Yep.
Insane behavior.
Yeah, there's way more that y'all can look on TikTok. This is funny enough, the high level stuff.
Well, you, and like, how long of a live and videos did you have to watch?
It was like 18 parts. So it's like 20, 30 minutes. Yeah. Horrible. But anyway, the point is, it's crazy. And I am very sucked into it.
This is the only thing that sucked me in more than this recently is when you, when I wasn't there and you did the anonymous, which was like the YouTube drama from that like Indian family. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I think that sucked me in more than this in a long time.
Yeah. Oh my God. I like randomly will still watch their videos, but no goss anymore. Unfortunately.
I know that you will bring it back when there is more. We can fully become an Indian YouTuber gossip podcast.
You know how many views we'd get?
I'm being so serious. I would
it's a guaranteed 100,000 plus views.
Oh my God. So we should be rebranding.
No, 100%.
Oh my God.
Because there's this other YouTuber is going through a divorce right now, like a nasty divorce. And at gossip channels, we uploading just nonsense. Like, it's just like 5 words. And it's like a minute long video. 100,000 views.
Okay, well, I need to start. I gotta download like a Rosetta Stone or something so I can start learning some languages so I can help in this endeavor.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, theirs is crazy because she got the, not legit. Yeah, it's like she agreed to it. They got pregnant before marriage, and that's huge in India. And he was like, I didn't even want to marry her in the first place. But like, we got drunk and we had sex, basically. And this, like I said, if y'all know India, and they're from like North India, where I feel like it's way, it's pretty strict, like compared to where I'm from, Mumbai.
Oh my God.
And but she doesn't have her son, like he has full custody. It just it makes no sense.
Okay, well, yeah. That's a story.
Anyway, like
for
I said, it's
day.
Messy, but we have to move on. These divorces. But speaking of another divorce, Will Smith and Jada have been separated since 2016. Why?
But have they?
That's what I agree. Okay, me thinks not.
So here's the thing. I have not learned one thing about their relationship with my consent. I've never once wanted to learn a thing about, like, whether it's the entanglements, whether it's like anything. Like, I have never, it's like the Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox thing. Like, I learned a whole lot about this couple that I do not want to know.
Are they still a thing?
I don't know.
Right?
Let's Google. Like, you know what? Let's become a Google podcast.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Gun Kelly and Megan Fox together. According to Harper's Bazaar, on August 4th, 2023, Fox and MGK are fully back together and in a really good place.
Oh my God.
Okay. I mean, at least they've gone away, I guess, but I don't love that relationship either.
Jeez. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Anyways,
the point is, like, with how tired that man looked with the August Alsina stuff, me thinks they weren't together. But
yeah,
who knows?
Okay, I'm putting on my tinfoil hat. Okay. So I think Scientology made them say that they've been separated because it like made Will look bad that the entanglements and all the open marriage stuff.
Oh my God.
Or maybe Scientology didn't make them, but I think that Scientology factors extremely heavily into what we hear and when about.
Yeah, that's valid. That, you know what? I agree with that.
So yeah. I don't know. Maybe Scientology has another like scandal on the horizon on the heels of the Danny Masterson conviction, and they want something to distract us.
Could be. I mean, Jada's also just her new book is out, so
yeah, that it could be as simple as that.
Yeah, 100%. Oh my God, like I have no idea. But and people were talking about how that she talked about it on Red Table Talk, but I don't remember her talking about like them being fully separated.
Her talking about an open marriage.
Yeah, but that I
not
remember.
The same as being broken up.
Ugh.
But, you know, maybe people pay a closer attention than we do.
Ugh. I have no idea. No, but I feel like other people would have picked it up, blah, 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 whatever. Fine.
Yeah, you're right.
If y'all think so, it happened. And then you sent me this Ariana Grande mess.
Yeah, so I saw this, like, just as a headline, really. Mm-hmm. And it took me out.
Yes.
So, allegedly, Dalton Gomez, Ariana's ex-husband, because their divorce is finalized, is reportedly barred from writing a tell-all book or giving any interviews about his relationship with Ariana Grande, and is not allowed to release or publish any photograph, tape, or film of the other party. So, he's not allowed to speak on her at all, I guess. Which he did, you know, he got, I think, a pretty good settlement from the divorce, which is wild because I know he came from money already. So
yes, he did.
Like he's doing fine. So he doesn't need to sell anything about Ariana.
Mm-hmm. No idea.
It's just wild. Absolutely wild.
I mean,
behavior.
The only reason he needs to do it for like revenge.
Well, yeah, because like he's not a celebrity. It doesn't seem like he wants to be.
Yeah.
There was a lot of headlines of him like not liking when she goes out kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know, but he's not allowed. So that's, you know, good for her. Good on her lawyers. So we'll get
no tea.
We know all we need to know. Did you see the article that I guess she's living with Mr. SpongeBob now?
Oh my God. Shut up. I didn't know that. What the hell?
Yeah, it was just that like they've maybe moved in together, which I didn't think was like that compelling of a story last week. But I guess when you tie it all together. Okay.
Oh my God. Maybe that's why this got released. Because they want to bury like her movie.
To bury. Yeah. But it's like, listen, you think you're going to get the details? You won't.
God, who knows?
No details. Do you want an anonymous?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, perfect. So first, we do have an update from one that we used recently. And so this was the anonymous with the Diana, Austin, and Amy. And it was like she cheated on her husband on the cruise and then he married the like maid of honor from their wedding.
Ooh.
And so the update says, Kirsten is right. There was more to the story. Andrew was a pilot and was a huge scumbag. People thought he was flying around and cheating. So did he cheat first or did Diana cheat on the cruise? Ooh. Many of us think Andrew cheated first, but we don't know. Many of us in the hometown have been trying to figure out what happened because it is absolute insanity.
Right.
So he might have had a girl in every port, you know, we don't know.
Oh my God.
And then, okay, we have a real anonymous for this week.
Okay, yes, please.
And this just like tickled me with the first line got me. This is about my dad and his neighbor frenemy. So the neighbor grew up with our messenger's uncles, who are their dad's brothers. And that's how their dad knows this person. Although like they're neighbors. So I feel like that could also be enough, but okay. Whatever. So they had a friendship and they would help each other out, but the neighbor man is very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Our messenger says he's the male version of a Karen, to put it best, and a racist piece of shit.
Yeah.
So bad neighbor. We don't like him. So the main issue between our messenger's dad and his frenemy neighbor is money. The neighbor will offer to help our messenger's dad and aunt out with various yard work as a favor. Our messenger's dad will pay him money, which is the right thing to do. But then after the fact, the neighbor will ask for more money, even if they've already agreed on an amount.
Damn.
He also buys weed from our messenger's dad, which is compensation as well. And so they've had arguments in the past over that. And then like a month later, they'll talk again. So meanwhile, our messenger's dad and our messenger were taking care of our messenger's mom, who sadly passed away from lung cancer in May.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So sorry, messenger,
May
for
her
that.
Memory be a blessing.
But our messenger's dad and our messenger obviously have a lot going on, and the last thing they need is bullshit from the neighbor.
Yes.
Totally. The other thing to note is that the neighbor frenemy blows all his money on alcohol and just like random whims.
Yeah.
So a few weeks ago, our messenger's dad and the neighbor went to our messenger's aunt's house to help fix her porch. And the neighbor acted like, oh, I'm doing such a big favor for you.
Okay.
So sometimes when doing work, like you obviously will need to like buy more items, like maybe more wood or stain or whatever. And in this case, they did. And our messenger's dad bought and paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbor starts arguing with the cashier about it because he's just a jerk.
Damn.
So after they left, the neighbor asks for more money for helping with the deck, even though he already owes our messenger's dad money for weed.
What the hell?
So I guess the neighbor is also an alcoholic and he was very drunk making these demands.
People have so much chutzpah, right? Like to act this way.
Well, yeah. And it's just like, it seems
jobless
like
behavior.
So our messenger's dad is fed up with him and they hadn't spoken for a while until last night.
Damn.
Which is like, I guess maybe last week or so. Mm-hmm. So the neighbor leaves a voicemail demanding that they need to talk and saying that our messenger's dad needed to pay him if he didn't call him back, that the neighbor would show up at our messenger's dad's work.
Oh my God.
So our messenger's dad is pissed off and calls him back just to cuss at him. And the neighbor says, you don't have the right attitude, and hangs up on
it. Not an alcoholic, like weed boy talking.
I mean, what response do you think you're going to get when you call someone just to cuss them out though? Like, they're not going to be nice to you. Like, what do you think?
This guy deserves it.
You know, this guy deserves to be cussed out. But also, I'm not expecting him to just take it. Like, he's, again, jobless behavior.
This is so crazy. The problem is, like, you both know where each other lives.
Yeah, like, and they're neighbors.
Yeah, because that's what I mean. Like, that's scary.
It could be scary. It seems like, thankfully, it's not, like, crazy. Like, it doesn't seem to have gotten to, like, the very scary side of things. But, like, it is absolutely ridiculous. So then our messenger dad calls him back again. And words are exchanged.
Oh, God.
And the neighbor goes, yeah, my brother-in-law was right. You're a piece of shit. And our messenger dad is like, no, you're the piece of shit.
What the hell?
And then even before the phone call ends, the neighbor's like, oh, yeah, I need a hernia repair. And it's like, okay, like, thanks for the HIPAA violation, I guess.
What is happening?
But so this neighbor, I guess, wouldn't have needed the hernia repair if he wasn't such a heavy drinker and he was told to cut down by his doctor and didn't. So I guess he said that to try and get our messenger's dad to feel sorry for him. And
it worked that way, sir.
Our messenger's dad has the number blocked and deleted, but somehow he's still leaving voicemails. So our messenger suggested a restraining order, but maybe he'll just go away. I mean, he's going to have to go to the hospital, right?
Yeah. Listen, I think a hernia is the least of that man's worries if he's an alcoholic. And the dope boy. Like, please. Get it together. This is not working for me.
Yeah, this is just like the neighbor mess, but I feel like there's something so appealing to me about like middle-aged to older men, like neighbor drama that just makes me.
But don't so it feels happy. Like get off my lawn type of drama. Literally, this is like real psychotic shit.
Well, yeah, but also it's like no one's been like threatened or anything.
No, I'm so obsessed with this.
It's messed up, but it's not. It's like how like true crime, like. I'll listen to a scammer story like the one you told me today. But if you were like, we're going to talk about a murder, I'd be like, no, I don't want to do that. You know, it's like that, exactly. That level of
just a little too far. But can you even get a restraining order on your neighbor?
I mean, like, I don't know at all.
I mean, restraining orders are vibes only anyway, so.
I will listen. It's in the song Earl Had to Die. He walked right through the restraining order. So
I so believe that. Like, I just not like just I hope this like kooky man only, you know, calls your dad and that's it.
I hope it's just words. I hope that nothing else is going on there.
This is like,
but so thank you so much for sharing, because I'm high key obsessed now.
Yeah, I giggled. Like, I can't with these people. The thing is, I hope your dad has. The problem is, like, your dad should cut him off and not give him any more weed. And.
Well, he blocked the number. So I think that that's a good first step.
But, you know, you're losing out on money, and that sucks.
Well, it doesn't seem like this guy paid, so
better. Yeah, because he owes him money. You're right. I don't know why in my mind I was like, owes money about something else.
I mean, who knows? It could like be. It seems like it could be truly anything, given this man.
True. Oh my God, it's so funny.
Ugh. Oh man.
But yeah, this is too funny, and thank you for sharing this, because this is I can't imagine these people just. sitting here yelling at each other over the fence.
It's literally vibes only, which is our favorite thing. So if this mess has made anyone listening think of other mess or anything that maybe has happened in your life or to, you know, friends of friends, or honestly, we don't care if it's true. It could be a fake story. It's fine. Then please write in to our Google form, tinyurl.com/messmagnets, and we would love to hear it.
Listen, we need it. Okay. Come on, everyone.
We beg. But that is it.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it another week. Sorry for the late episode, everybody.
And but it's short, but you know,
it's this is life. The celebrities need to start celebrity-ing again if they want us to have longer episodes. But Sasha, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04 and over on Below Deck as well, on Bravo TV Wrap Ups. We're covering Below Deck Med, and I will be covering Loki on Post Show Recaps as well. So check that out on the Everything is Super feed or on YouTube on the Post Show Recaps YouTube. And I will be guesting on the 90 Day the Other Way, 2 episodes worth of me. So you're welcome. So with that, what about you, Kirsten?
Yeah, so speaking of 90 Day Fiancé, the new season 10 of 90 Day Fiancé proper has started, and I was on the premiere recap with Puya, which was super fun. There's a lot of mess in this upcoming season, so I'm super excited. Also, you know, popping up over on the Big Brother content, and, you know, if anyone out here listening is a horse girl or a bird boy, the Tuca and Birdie recaps are coming back next week over on BoJack Horse Pod. So it's been a long hiatus, but I promise they're back and better than ever. And next week I'll be here with a guest.
Yeah.
And next week, F Boy Island coverage will be starting with Jenny Autumn on the Hot Dummies on Island feed. So that'll be fun. But that's all for now. Please leave your 5-star ratings and reviews for the podcast. It really helps people find the show, and especially the reviews help make us feel good. So please do that. You could buy your US crewnecks. robhaswebsite.com/shop. And we will see you. Well, I will see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.